Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
I don't know what was just happening there. It's Monday, June 6th, 2011. Welcome to the show. No Child Left Behind, Higher Education. That's the topic tonight. No Child Left Behind. Yeah, right. Are you or your child interested in college preparation? Well, hey, tonight we're going to help you. Money is available. And guess what? We're going to help you to find it. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. No Child Left Behind. What does that really mean? We'll talk about it tonight. Real Talk Radio. 917-889-3926. Your hip-hop informer hanging out with you this Money Monday. We'll be right back. That joint right there is called Hey Girl. Welcome to the show. You're inside Money Monday. And tonight's topic, higher education. No child left behind, right? Yeah, right. What does that mean anyway? The No Child Left Behind Act. We will talk about it tonight. Are you or your child interested in higher education? Hey, money is available. We'll help you find it. 917-889-3926. I am your hip-hop informer. She is CeeLo, live out of Charlotte. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
I am good. All the way live from Newark, Delaware. Give it up for Toya. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good evening, everybody. CeeLo, TM.
Hi.
What up? Hey, enacted in the 107th United States Congress, effective January 8th, 2002, evoked 2001, No Child Left Behind Act of 2001. Is the United States Act of Congress concerning the education of children in public education? This is the one good thing I think George W. Bush did under his presidency. You know, although it was spearheaded through the Senate by co-author, our good friend, the late, great Ted Kennedy. Is it working?
I don't know. I don't think so, because they're still studying just for SOLs.
Well, I'll tell you, when it comes to education and funds, Congress increased federal funding of education from $42.2 billion in 2001 to $54.4 billion in 2007. So the funds are there, but are the funds really being utilized to increase our children's education?
Of course not. They're taking it to use it for the streets and, you know, to put flat screens inside the police commission office and all the police officers in the city get flat screens in their offices. That's where the money goes.
Okay, you're speculating.
I'm not speculating. I know what I've seen.
In Charlotte.
Yes, in Charlotte. I mean, it's just very funny to me. At the same time that you're handing out pink slips to teachers, I'm in a building putting up flat screens. And I'm going back every week, four and five people at a time are getting flat screens.
Well, technology is important. They're integrating technology into our schools. Yeah, iPods, iPads, everything. All that's a part of education now.
Okay, so you're telling me that you need a flat screen in your office to do your job?
I do.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I do.
Your favorite show helps you do your job.
I'm not watching TV at work.
Right.
So
exactly. That's my point. There are people who watch TV at work.
Educational programming.
To do that.
Get out of here. Don't be a hater. Just because you don't have no damn flat screen. Don't be hating on the school.
They stole it. Thanks for bringing that up.
2001, during President Obama's State of the Union address, he announced his intention of replacing No Child Left Behind. And I'm not sure what that means, but I'm almost positive his intent is to streamline funds and to help to enhance the program overall. The No Child Left Behind, you know, program really supports standard-based education reform, you know, which is really based on belief of setting high standards and establishing measurables that can improve an individual's outcome in education. The act really requires states to develop assessments and basic skills to be given to all students in certain grades, and that's what you're talking about when it comes to the SOLs. SOLs, believe it or not, are part of No Child Left Behind. I'm just not sure SOLs are practical and fair.
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, because I asked my daughter and my niece, you know, they are both in seventh grade. They were saying that, like, for instance, they don't take SOLs on the same subject each quarter. Each quarter is something different. But, like, for instance, science is only done in sixth grade, and it isn't, the SOL for science isn't done again until eighth grade, which includes everything from sixth, seventh, and eighth. When they have to take that. The crazy thing is that regardless of if the children have straight A's in school, if they fail the SOL, they can't pass to the next grade regardless.
Right. Right. How active are you in your child's education? Higher education, no child left behind, right? Yeah, right. That's our topic tonight. We will help you find money if you're interested. We'll be right back.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
Don't know how to spell it, and you need to go to college. S C CHOLARSHIPS, collegescholarships.org. Hey, there's 101 college grants you've never heard of, and we're going to talk about some of those tonight. If you or your child are interested in higher education, most people see it as a far-fetched concept, but there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, mostly that you do not have to pay back. Some you have to pay back, you know, if you make more than the average as far as your income ratio. But federal grants, always a great place to start. FAFSA, what is that? F-A-F-S-A. It is actually, let me give you the breakdown of the acronym, FAFSA. It's a federal student aid. I know that much. Does anybody know what the acronym stands for?
No, I've been under that paperwork as long as I don't know what to fill out.
Yeah, I want to say federal assistance. I know the last three is federal student aid. I'm not sure what the FA means, but it is actually it's a free application for federal student aid. That's FAFSA, but that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, the FAFSA form, that is the same thing. That's the where, yeah.
And is that the same thing?
Yeah, it's
okay.
The same thing.
It looks different on the website. But Pell Grants are awarded to only the most financially disadvantaged students. Now, I know you may see yourself as disadvantaged, but let me help you. There's criteria to deeming folks disadvantaged. Most people who are deemed disadvantaged reside in households that make less than $25,000 a year.
Right.
You know, if you live in a household that makes less than $25,000 a year, you are, I'm going to say, 98.9%, you know, in a position where you can get free grants, Pell Grants, in which you do not have to pay back to pursue your higher education. I have not recently been awarded any Pell Grants, but I did take advantage of a Pell Grant back in the day. You know, right now I have to, you know, go with the student loans that I have to pay back. But Pell Grants are available, and to me it's the best way to go via higher education. Have either one of you ever taken advantage of Pell Grants?
Yes, 4 times.
Okay. And do you mind exposing the value of your grants?
I'll say about, let's see, an average would be about $4,000 each I got, you know, at each separate time, depending on, like, the class. I mean, depending on, like, what it was for. Like, when I went to, like, for the health information management,
mm-hmm.
I think that was about $9,000 altogether. And, yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, like the grant money and stuff that I got, it was about $9,000. And then for psychology, I think only got, yeah, for the first semester, it was like $4,000, something like that. And then
right.
For law, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like four separate times.
Federal grants, the Pell Grants specifically, you know, fall under two different categories. You have the need-based Pell Grants, and then you have the merit-based and need Pell Grants. So the need is clear, you know, financially disadvantaged students. But with the merit-based and need grants, academic competitiveness is really the foundation of, you know, this particular grant. The grant is designed for students already receiving a Pell Grant. Up to $1,300 is available for freshmen and sophomores majoring in a critical need area, such as math, science, technology, engineering, and foreign language. A SMART grant is a continuation of a Pell Grant, but designed for juniors and seniors. So if you're serious about education, if your child is serious about education, really drill down on the need-based federal Pell Grants and the merit-based federal Pell Grants. There's also a federal study abroad grant. A specific program is the David L. Boren undergraduate program for study abroad. It offers assistance to undergrads traveling to study languages and cultures of particular interest of those areas where knowledge in the language and the culture would benefit the U.S. national security. Program is a part of the National Security Education Program. Again, we're talking about federal grants for studying abroad. A program of the United States Department of the State Bureau of Education and Cultural Affairs also has a Benjamin A. Gilman Award. This award is given away each year to students studying abroad who meet the criteria. Students must receive Pell Grants to qualify. I've always been a little too shook to study abroad. I thought it was cool. I went to school with a lot of people who actually studied abroad, and they loved it. I just wasn't built to study abroad.
Well,
I missed my mama too much.
Oh, wow. No, I was going to say, how do you know that you weren't built for it if you never tried it?
I'm going abroad
to teach interns, whatever.
I'm just going to say it. I'm a grown man now. You know, at that particular time, you know, straight mama's boy, I couldn't be without my mama for that long.
Mm. Okay. You said you single.
Excuse me?
I did. Are you single, sir?
Excuse me?
Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I said used to. Get out of here.
I know,
917-889-3926. Higher education. No child left behind, right? Yeah, right. You have to make sure your child is not left behind. You know, government, schools, they should not be more concerned about your child's education than you. You know, hey, let's drill down. Let's find some money to send our children off to some higher education. State-sponsored grants is also available. It's not just about federal funds. So we'll get more into the state-offered funds when we come back. Hey, Toya, did you ever take advantage of a Pell Grant?
No, don't qualify for those.
You don't, with your bougie butt.
Okay.
I
just didn't qualify.
I don't qualify for them.
My parents weren't rich, but they were right at that cutoff where you made just a little too much to qualify for anything. So.
Right. No, I get it. I get it because at the end of the day, that was my plight. But I was still looking for that free money.
So hard to breathe, the air that we call love. Ain't nothing worse than the hurt feeling deep from love. When you get hurt by the one you're living for, hate can make you wanna love no more.
No more. I just can't be loving you no more. I love you more than I love myself.
Every time respect the woman, but what am I to do when her parents do not try?
my windows are tinted.
Tonight's topic is not going to be as serious as they normally are. I just wanted to touch on the four types of money personalities. You know, everyone relates to money in different ways. Pretty much the way we manage our financial lives is, you know, in large part influenced by either our upbringing, our peers, our friends, neighbors, and maybe even our cultural background. So, you know, while it's true that much of a person's money personality, per se, is deeply rooted in his or her life experience, we pretty much all have a choice in how we live our financial lives and how we manage our money. So we have self-awareness of what money means to us, what we love, fear, and avoid about money, and we're more likely to make, you know, good financial choices and enjoy a healthier, wealthier life, per se. But the first personality would be the miser. I know a lot about the miser. I'm married to one. The miser's money personality is primarily motivated by fear. The miser is afraid of not having enough. So he or she may fear what might happen if they ever run out of money, and they save money like they're never going to get a hold of any again. They're always saving for a rainy day. They're always worrying about the future. So
that's a good thing, though, isn't that good?
No, because, no, it can be, but it also is because even though, you know, they're financially comfortable and sometimes even wealthy, a lot of times they never feel like they're rich enough or that they have enough money. So they're always waiting for, like, the bad times to start. That's why they're always saving. If you're always saving, then you never get to enjoy anything with your money either. So while it's good to save money, it's not good to be a penny pincher and save everything because you don't work for nothing. You know, you are supposed to enjoy something out of life. So, you know, being a miser, you can miss out on a lot of fun opportunities or even chances to be generous to others, you know, by giving, because you're always saving for yourself. So that could be a
My mom and dad are misers.
I don't know how how that worked out for you when you were younger, Terry. I know it cost you to save money, but were you able to get all the fun things that you wanted?
That's why I spend so much money right now.
It's the same as you in the long run. But no, being a miser can have its good and bad. But there's also the speculator, and the speculator is motivated primarily by excitement. They tend to be aggressive with their investments, always looking for, like, the next big thing, and always confident about their earning power. So they don't really pay attention to how much they're spending or saving because they have that attitude, I can always make more. The downfall to that is, you know, they have a lot of wild up and down swings in their financial lives. So where they may have a really, really good month and they have a lot of money and they can spend and it's not bothering them, for the next 2 months, they may have nothing, and then they'd be struggling and can't pay their bills because they didn't balance it out. So, you know, the speculators, don't take the slow and steady approach to managing their money. Instead, their financial life is constantly like our roller coaster ride, just up and down, and there's, you know, usually no constant to it. There's also the avoider, who tends to be motivated by fear and denial about the reality of money in his or her life. They may not even know how much they have in the bank account on any given day. So even the small things like now that you should be doing, that we should be doing at our age, like planning for retirement, they have no clue as to how they're going to do that, nor do they care about doing that because they don't even know what's in their bank account. They check their balance by going to the ATM and hopefully everything's cleared. You know, the avoider takes that see no evil, hear no evil approach to managing their financial affairs. They don't check bank statements. They go on open. They don't examine their accounts. They don't know where their money is going. So, you know, they just figure they're doing okay when a lot of times they're not.
What's the name of that one again?
The avoider. They just avoid handling their money. Mm-hmm. So by not staying informed about their finances, they're missing out on the opportunity to set the foundation for a more financially secure future. Then there's the spendthrift. That's the person who's motivated by desire for all things, products, and experiences that money can buy. And that kind of sounds like you, Terrence. they just want to spend, whether they can afford it, whether it's too extravagant, you know, whether they should be getting it or shouldn't be getting it, that's not a thought. If they want it, they buy it regardless of how it will affect them later.
I'm getting better.
Well, that's good to hear. The spendthrift can always find new ways to spend money without giving any type of thought to how to save it, which is not a good thing because if you're not saving at all, then you are bound to come across some rough times in the near future. So the spendthrift just sees money as a way to enjoy life and have fun in the here and now. And although it's great to live in the moment, you're putting yourself at a risk for an impoverished old age. No retirement funds, you can't retire in peace and can't be comfortable. So you keep that in
That's
mind
scary.
When you find the next new thing. You're spending
That's
your
scary.
Retirement money. Yes. So, again, there's the miser, the speculator, the avoider, and the spendthrift. But, you know, everybody has a different type of money personality. Of course, not everyone's going to fit into one of those extreme categories, and some of us may have a little bit of each of the personalities rolled into one. But, you know, just make sure that whether you're spending, you're not spending, you're saving, you know, just make sure you have some type of balance. And if you're spending too much, you want to start saving at least a little bit. Start planning for your future so you'll be financially set. I mean, you won't have to worry later on in life, which a lot of people do. We have a lot of baby boomers right now who cannot retire because they don't have the money to. So they'll have to continuously work until they die, unfortunately. So that's not what you want to do, Terrence. So we're going to need you to be a little more aware of how you're spending your money.
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Okay. All righty. So that's all I have for you, just those personalities. You know, you may find something in there that, you know, caught your attention. I mean, maybe something that you may want to change for the good, you know, for the better, because, like I said before, if you don't make changes now, then it will affect you later on in life, or maybe even in the near future. We don't want that to happen.
No doubt. And we always appreciate your finance tips. They're helpful. And you may not think you need them, but you need these finance tips. Inside Money Monday, it's Toya live from Newark, Delaware at 10:43. Up next, the Craig Lewis Band in real life. And then on the other side of that, we'll talk about some state-sponsored grants to help you pursue your higher education. Thank you, Toya.
I don't know if that's a good thing. That sounds like
You're going to have some credit issues.
Yeah, possibly. But I'm just saying, I don't understand how do they continue to preach higher education and they want to charge 17 babies, 13 legs, for you to obtain some higher education. What in the blue blazes?
Well,
I mean,
that's why you have to be smart about it and try to find money that you don't have to pay back.
What is it? FAFSA? What is the
FAFSA?
I can't remember the initials.
FAFAS.
Thank you. There you go. Yeah, Pell Grants, all that. Get all that you can. Scholarships, whatever. You can go to school playing golf. Do something. Just make the government make something. Make them pay for it.
Absolutely.
That's what I learned.
Dole Mayor checking in from Chesapeake, VA. You got a lot of background driving in the car noise. Hey, just to recap, need-based federal grants, merit-based federal grants for studying abroad. Just log on, collegescholarships.org. Collegescholarships.org. There's about 101 grants. And I'm sure you can get something out the deal if you're diligent and vigilant. I kind of combined both of those words. Hey, let's talk about state sponsors grants as promised. While we can't go through every single state, each state offers its own suite of college grants. You should explore your state's higher education website for need or merit-based grants. They offer more than you think. I mean, really, each state has tons of money, and it just sits there year over year because we don't take advantage of it. Here are some of the most unique of the hundreds of state-funded programs. If you are in Alabama, Alabama offers a grant through the Alabama Central Community Foundation. They provide thousands of dollars in aid to financially strapped students for eligibility, who are eligible in different counties. Arizona offers resident students who've attended a community college further aid if they wish to pursue a four-year program. So you have to go to a community college, you know, show some credibility, show that you're serious, and then they will actually, you know, award up anything between $750 to $1,500 to qualifying students with financial needs. Colorado has an aid program that offers financial assistance to students attending Colorado institutions. So you have to go to college in Colorado. Kansas City offers, I don't know if it's Kansas City, I'm just going to say Kansas, an optometry program. They are offering grants specific to optometry services. Guess what? Money is available. You just got to jump on it. Our finance segment came out of Delaware tonight, so I want to share that the governor's workforce development grant in Delaware helps adults through part-time studies with the maximum award of $2,000, you know, per academic year. We're talking about state-sponsored grants. Money is available. Jump on it. Comments, feedback.
Oh, I thought that was more.
No, that's Domare with that hurricane tornado sound.
Right, it has to sound like it's raining really, really hard wherever she is.
Is it raining in Virginia?
Wait a minute, hold on. I just took my phone off of mute. That wasn't me. I've been on mute the whole time. You might be hearing me now, but you won't hear the tornado sound. The window's not even down, but I am driving.
Yeah, we was there. You thought you were mute. We
but
heard all that.
Mute again, Diddy. It might even be
again. It might. I think maybe it's just static in my Bluetooth. I'm on mute. I just got a brand new phone. I know the mute button works. That might be static.
That's how it sounds.
And not about the sound of the phone. I think the callers may want to hear about that.
917-889-3926 is the number. Higher education is the topic. No child left behind, right? Yeah, right. Let's do it.
Yes.
Let's go after these grants, folks. We'll talk about more funds that are available. But guess what? It starts with your diligence. I mean, we mentioned just a few states that have money, but every state has money.
Okay, but look, right, the hardest thing I think people run into, especially with grants, is how to properly fill them out, because they can, you know, you can apply for them, but if you don't fill them out right, you can get denied.
No doubt.
So that, you know, a lot of people run into the situation where, yeah, they may get all the forms they need, but don't know what to do on them. You know, maybe fill it out as simple as they possibly can, but then at the same time, sometimes either giving not enough information or giving too much information. And, you know, and that's why, you know, a lot of grant writers can charge anything that they want just because, you know, I guess based off the, you know, the lack of, I just lost the word I was looking for. But you guys get what I'm saying. People want to fill out the forms, don't know how to do them properly. And if they get denied, then a lot of times they'll just say, forget it, you know, I just won't do it until
that's
I find somebody to help me.
I've often had difficulty with my financial aid form and had to really get some help with filling out my financial aid forms. So, I mean, you're absolutely on point. And, folks, it can be intimidating. That's pretty much what CeeLo is saying. But don't let the intimidation and your ignorance, you know, keep you from getting what you need. Make sure that you, you know, get the right tutorials. Get somebody who's done it before, you know, or just simply, you know, ask for help, period, with filling out the forms. Guess what? Each one teach one. We're in this thing together. Dee Dee mentioned just do something. Go to college to golf. I don't know about that, but there are some specific professional grants available. You can get a grant through Ruth Sims Hamilton Research Fellowship. They support cutting-edge research at a graduate level in African studies. So this is really for an adult who already has a degree who would like to pursue an African studies degree. Ruth Sims Hamilton Research Fellowship is awarding grants for African studies. There are agricultural grants. You know, Future Farmers of America, you know, check them out. They have grants for undergraduate students with an eye on farming or agriculture or any kind. We don't have enough people focused on agriculture. The organization actually purports to over, you know, $2 million available each academic year to support students. Anthropology. What is that, you ask? The study of insects. Anthropology is research heavy. Many of grant ops here focus on postgraduate research in this particular field. But, you know, guess what? There's money available. You know, the arts. We love the arts. And there are a slew of grants available. Like for filmmaking. You know, that's one of my favorite, you know, studies, filmmaking. The Carol Fielding student grants are available for filmmakers. The University of Film and Video Association actually sponsors these awards. The Alpha Delta Kappa International Honorary Society for Women supports, you know, the arts as well. You know, Arch and Bruce Brown Foundation, they award an annual grant for writers in theater, novel or short stories. You know, they grant up to $1,000 you know, to each student. Money is available. The list goes on. You know, athletics and recreation, you know, business. The National Society of Accountants provides grants for students specializing in accounting, computers and technology. The Electronic Document Systems Foundation provides grants for content management. Students specializing in electronic documents will find grant money through that foundation. The Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, they sponsor grants to students at all levels of computer science study. Folks, if you're serious about pursuing education, money is available for you. You are in tuned to one of the baddest talk radio shows on the network. We are T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 10:59 in the city. We're going to keep it going. Higher education, no child left behind, right? Yeah, right.
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Some of that sweet.
Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Radio Live. Thanks for joining us on this Money Monday.
Yo.
Oh, coming live from where?
All ghetto.
Tampa and Newark and can't forget old man Chesapeake talking about scholarship money. A lot of people don't realize that they don't look in different places of business, like where their parents may work. A lot of times smaller scholarships are offered. It may not be a lot of money, but some money is better than no money. A lot of churches offer scholarships to students that are graduating. Again, it may not be a lot of money, but some money that does not have to be paid back is better than no money at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people just need to look at those little things. Communities, different community centers, depending on what you may, you know, be involved in. Different programs in the area. They offer, you know, smaller scholarships. Again, they're not huge sums of money, but a lot of times those small things can add up, you know?
No doubt.
Even if it covers the cost of a few books, that's better than nothing at all.
Yeah, because I mentioned a scholarship earlier that offered like anywhere from 750, you know, I think up to 1500 is what I mentioned. You know, somebody may have been sitting back like, what can I do with $750? Yo, that's all your books. You know, that's all your books for a semester. I don't know about you, but the last time, you know, which was like semester before last. No, to hell with that. Last semester, I purchased books, you know, to the cost of $300. And I wasn't, and that was just a program. That wasn't even University of South Florida. But when I go back in January to wrap this thing up in the area of sociology, you know, I'm sure my books are going to cost at least $400. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I mean, even used books are expensive, you know. So, yeah, a little bit goes a long way when you need
it. Hey, math and science is definitely areas of importance. And there's a program called Math Moves You. Actually, it's sponsored by the Raytheon Corporation, which is a very notable company. Raytheon. It's called. It's spelled Raytheon. A very lucrative company, and they pay well. I've never worked for Raytheon, but they're a good company. They have a program in which they award grants through Math Moves You. The company makes its profit makes it profitable for college students to earn extra grant money towards tuition that they tutor. You know, they will tutor you and coach you in the area of math. I think that's so awesome. Go Raytheon. Actually, Alpha Mu Theta. The I don't know why I said it that way. Alpha Mu Theta. The National Honor Society for Math offers merit-based awards for particularly talented math students. So if your son or daughter can do, you know, algebra and algebra 2 and geometry and calculus, trigonometry at an early age, maximize the opportunity, because everybody's brain is not computing like that. Trust me. One of my favorites, journalism and education. The NIAM Foundation for Journalism Fellowships at Harvard University are intended for experienced journalists with already solid professional experiences under their belt. But, hey, if you qualify, hey, they got money for you. They got big dollars for you at Harvard. So, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, aim high, my friends. The sky's the limit. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to Harvard or Yale or Princeton, regardless of your persuasion. Nothing beats a try. One of my former pastors actually graduated from Princeton with a PhD, and she did that, you know, in the early 2000s. You know, I mean, you know, trailblazer. You got to aim high, you know, higher education. Hey, no child left behind. Do you really know what that's about? Is it working for you? Are you relying on the city and the state and the federal government to raise your child? If you are, you're crazy, because they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. It takes your assertiveness, you know, you making education important in the life of your child. At 11:13, I pose a question to the panel. Is college something that you're going to make your child do, or you're just going to offer it up as an alternative? I know all of you have young children.
No, we've already talked. Well, my daughter and I, we've already talked about it. And I mean, she says she wants to go to college, and I'm not going to push her to do it. You know, I am going to push her
you know, to do something, but not, I'm not going to say necessarily college, because you can get a college degree and still not be able to work in your field.
This is true.
You're not necessarily guaranteed a job in your field.
You're not guaranteed anything. You can only position yourself.
Right, and the thing is that a lot of times you can position yourself and not have gone to college at all. It's just about getting the concept of something and fully understanding it and going with that, you know.
I agree.
Not everybody can.
There are many millionaires, billionaires that never went to college.
Right, because the thing is, it depends on what type of person you are. I think college is good for people who want to stay in the system, who want to, like, live that regular 9-to-5. I'm not trying to put everybody in a box. I'm just saying that it's what's the word? Systematic. If you want to stay systematic, then you know college is a great thing for them. If they're not going to,
well, because you just put me in a box. I don't think it's about being systematic. I think college helps you to understand the system. Because if you don't understand the system, you can't be competitive in the system. And all college does, in my opinion, is educate you on the system. You don't have to operate and be systematic just because you understand the system. It just gives you more edge in a step up. However, it could also backfire on you because a lot of people try to apply the system without being practical and they lose themselves. I think it's a balance.
I think it's just like, I don't know, the people that I know that have gone to college and they, I'm not going to say they think they're better than people who don't, you know what I'm saying, or who haven't gone to college.
But I can tell you, many do. I agree with you. Many
do. And the thing is, it's funny because just because you're book smart does not necessarily mean that you are common sense smart.
Amen.
And I have found so many people to be just as smart as they are book-wise. Yes, they could run an entire library down to you, but ask them to do some common sense things like wash clothes. There are educated people who don't know how to do life things.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you could be extremely book smart and have no street knowledge, no street sense. And it takes both street knowledge and book smarts to be effective in society today. That, again, just in my opinion.
Right. You know, and it's very funny because I really do know a lot of college-educated people, and that's why I went to college like 4 separate times, just attempting to be part of the system, you know? And this is in my mind, like seriously, is how I looked at it. I was like, hey, you know what, yeah. All right, because people just want to see the paper. Hell, I got so many certificates. I got paper to show people, you know? But it's like if you don't, sometimes people are afraid of you, or excuse me, intimidated if you have both. If you are book smart and street smart, people are intimidated because they don't want you to take their position. They don't want you to come up with any brand new idea or anything that's looked at as a new frontier, you know.
Let's go to the phones. Hey, area code 757. Last 4 digits, 9585. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. You're inside Money Monday.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's Ferb calling out.
What up? What's cracking, Ferb?
I was just listening in, and it was like, from what y'all were saying, I mean, it's like, okay, so college makes you competitive so that you can work for somebody who didn't go to college. It's like, real interesting when, you know, when I was listening to the flow of all of that. But I mean,
well, I think that happens. I don't think, like, that's normal though. I don't think that's typical. You know, I think it happens, but that's not typical. When you're working for successful companies like large brands.
Yeah, I mean, like, let's say like Merrill Lynch or something, like all the vice presidents that they have in there, they graduated from college, you know. But it's like, I mean, let's say education is something like a talent, like, you know, like the Michael Jordans and LeBrons of the world. Some people just have a real knack for being able to go to school and make good grades and do it. It's a talent, like it comes easy to them. And then, you know, it's other people that, you know, the whole thing might seem monotonous and mundane. Mm-hmm. It has no real purpose to them at all.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I got that.
It's something else maybe that this person should be, you know, doing with their time.
Yeah.
Right. No, I don't disagree. I definitely don't disagree. Hey, folks, it is Monday, June 6th, 2011. Higher education, no child left behind, right? Yeah, right.
Right.
I mean, we know a lot of children are being left behind. Even though Congress increased federal funding of education from $42.2 billion in 2001 to $54.4 billion in 2007, you know, I'm not sure that this higher standard in establishing these measurable goals are really helping to improve education across the country. You know, the Act requires states to develop assessments and basic skills, you know, to be given to all children in all grades. But is this happening fairly across the board?
And I think a lot of the private schools, like the private ran schools, are getting, they get a lot of grant money. Excuse me. Especially like I've seen here in Charlotte, where I think I told you guys before, they have programs here where, like, at a certain point of the year, they give out these grants. Regardless if your child stays in that school district, you know, and you want to have your kid bused to this, you know, special school, because they have a lot of language schools here, like where the children are taught, you know, in the beginning of the day in a foreign language, and the second part of the day they're taught in English. But they have a lot of those schools here. They'll give out grants, and you can have your children bused to these schools at no cost. You know, I mean, like, now if they're going to do programs like that, I'm all for it. Don't get extra money and then lay off teachers. That's backwards. And you increase the class size from 26 to 36, and then the children come out dumber than they were before they went in there. And then the parents aren't teaching the kids, and the parents are going yelling at the teachers, and then the teacher can't do anything but try to teach the kids and hope they get it, hope they get across to at least one or two students in the classroom while the other ones are playing with their cell phones. You know, I mean, another perpetuated situation.
I don't know. Entertainment and national news coming up right after this break.
Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media, your executive multimedia consultants specializing in business management, videography, sound recording, marketing, and public relations. Log on to www.hacmedia.com or in the Northeast, call 757-714-4006. In the Southeast, call 813-407-4062. Where style and professionalism seals the deal, HAC Media.
Ladies, if you're anything like me, you never have enough time in your day to handle all of the important things. So why waste your valuable time running from store to store to purchase everyday items? Listen, I have your solution. Log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. It's your one-stop shop for just about everything you need, from cleaning to nutrition to beauty. If it's in your home, it's on the site, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So log on to www.determineyourdestiny.com. Exclusive items right at your fingertips at your convenience. Determine your destiny.
I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's your hip-hop informer, 1123. now with entertainment and national news coming to us live out of Charlotte with CeeLo.
Good afternoon in the morning time. It's Monday, June 6, 2011. Now your entertainment and national news. I want to start with politics.
Okay, so let's go to New York. Okay, Representative Weiner, which we were talking about, you know, this past Friday, he finally
Mr.
admitted
Weiner?
Today.
Mr.
Weiner. It's not Weiner. It's Weiner.
<I know>.
Cut it out. All right, so Representative Weiner, he admitted to lying about, you know, sending those, what they call lewd photos, but he will not resign from his post as a New York congressman. And now he admits he sent the photos via his Twitter account to a college student in Seattle, and also admitted that he had sent, you know, other photos the same way, not through Twitter, but, you know, through the phone, to six different women over the last past 3 years. Now, what he's saying is that, you know, he's not going to step down, but if the voters don't reelect him, he understands. And so I hope you understand when they don't reelect you, sir. Okay, so speaking of other liars, John Edwards out of North Carolina, next up to bat. Okay, he turned down the offered plea deal, which included jail time, and also it would have been like a misdemeanor versus getting a felony. Well, he turned that down because he's contending that he used campaign's contributions to hide the affair with B.L. Hunter, who also gave birth to his child. So he pled not guilty. But the thing is that if he is convicted, he faces 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine for each count. And there are six counts of misappropriations of, you know, funds, of campaign funds and so forth. So good luck, Mr. Edwards. I don't know how that's going to work out for you, but better luck next time. Okay, so look, world news. In France, French regulators, they've issued a pretty much like a cease and desist of French TV and radio announcers from naming social network sites on air, except for, you know, news purposes. So, for example, like, they can't say, you know, to their listeners or watchers, follow me on Twitter or follow me on Facebook or follow us on, you know, they can't use that. They can't use the names anymore. They can just refer to them as social networks.
It's advertising. It's free advertising.
Right. And that's what they said. It's banned. You know, they're banning the clandestine advertising. So, you know, so, and I'm wondering, and it's crazy because I saw that and I was like, I'm wondering, is that going to happen here? But then I don't know because we, United States, we're too greedy to do that. You know, they want to, we try to get it where we can.
Absolutely.
Yes, okay, so national news in Atlanta. Now, we talked about this gentleman as well on Friday. The New Birth Missionary Baptist Church, Eddie Long.
Wow.
He has confirmed that Reverend Bernice King, daughter of Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King, who also served as an elder in the church, is leaving to continue her parents' legacy. And she will announce Tuesday, which is tomorrow, her future ministerial plans. Now, this comes in the wake of the settlement made in Eddie Long's sexual misconduct lawsuit that's been going on since last year. And I will update you guys on Wednesday as to, you know, if she's going to another church or if she's just going to lay low for a minute. We don't know. She might come out with a book. Who knows? But, last but not least, in my Who Cares file, Corinne Steffens, she admitted today that her 2006 her book, Confessions of a Video Vixen, it was all fabricated. She's saying that she didn't even choose the name of her book. But the funny thing is that she's coming out with a book this coming August 10th to be exact, called Satisfaction, and it's going to be talking about sexuality and erotic fantasies. So I guess this is going to be a fictional book, you know. and, you know, I don't know. My thing is this. Okay, if the whole book was fabricated, right, then why did some of those people, I mean, she wouldn't
why would you go into so much detail, and why was she not sued if it was fabricated? Because it wasn't published as a work of fiction. You know what I'm saying? So why was she not sued then?
Maybe
I don't know.
She was, and we just don't know.
Well, I think we would have known about it. I mean, you know, anytime she gets a new man and nobody really cares, but they still talk about her. You know what I'm saying? Like her and the dude got engaged,
broke up, got engaged. You don't care.
I don't care. But, you know, I know that they're, again, hey, you see, yeah, I've seen the video too. If I was a guy,
I care too. I care just a little bit.
Yeah, she seems to care a lot too. I've seen it. She did her damn thing though. I'll give it to her. But anyway, yeah, so the book that's coming out is going to be called Satisfaction, and it's a work of faction, meaning it's mixed with fact and fiction. And, again, it comes out August 10th, 2011. And that's all I have for you guys for today for the Entertainment International News. Oh, no. Wait. Hold on. Pause. Hold it. Hold on. Here's one to grow on. This is so funny. A Utah man, right? His name is Jason West. He was charged with disorderly conduct. But guess why, though? Because he was attempting to pay a past due $25 medical bill in pennies. He walked into the doctor's office, right, and asked them if they accepted cash. Apparently they said yes. He then dumped 2,500 pennies on the counter and said, count them. Oh, my gosh. And the people called the police, okay? And the fact that he was charged with disorderly conduct because he dumped the pennies on the counter. And, look, and then the fine for the charge can go as high as $140. So my thing is, if he paid the medical bill in pennies, what makes you think he's not going to run up in there? Man, listen.
$100,000 pennies.
What? Oh, my gosh. And so in the same story, though, it also goes to say that someone last summer in Maryland attempted to pay his tax bill was in of $966.86 in change. And he was also cited with a fine. And I'm like, how do you – isn't this all money? Why is it because if you come in with too much change, they don't want to know that their people can't count that high? I mean,
it
what
all
the
spends.
Hell?
It all spends.
Don't tell me that you're not going to accept my pennies. You better call the police. I'm walking out.
Entertainment in national news.
Only the way I hate. Whatever you do, do it well. Hey, yeah.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk Radio Show.
See, this right here what happened when you fuck up. Sherry, Kia, this for you.
I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. See, when I met you, I was on some mud shit. Fucking your sister and your friends on some mud shit. You sat me down and asked me why I do the things I do. I told you I don't know, cause really, girl, I love you. Then you asked me would I change or remain the same. I looked you in your eyes and lied cause I felt your pain. Now I sit back every day and I just regret it. And that blueberry cook won't let your boy forget it. And now I live it, I made my decision, and you made yours, it ain't no secret. But if I could go back, you blessed to believe it. But I can't, so now I just sit back and think. Damn, I think about you when I'm high, and baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind, and you just so damn fine. about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. Talk to you on the phone when you tell me about your day. You even talked me out of killing boy from round the way. And on my birthday, you went and bought a whole ounce. Straight cush, we blew it down at your mama house. The type of bitch to know exactly what a nigga like. Shit, now you some other motherfucker white. But I ain't mad, I ain't tripping, that's the way it is. But I'm mad when you finish, when you had them kids. Got me listening to slow songs and I'm a thug nigga. Cover for me, tell your pops I was a drug dealer. Say fuck your friends when they told you I was a fucking dog. You tried to make it work and a nigga dropped the ball. Told you all about my dreams and you was all for it. First time I ran up in, you said it's all yours. Been thinking about you for a while and tried to walk it off. Inhale that purple oil that drove and then cough it off. Pick up the phone, but I won't call cause shit, I know I'm wrong. Besides that, I know you got something else going on. But in the back of my head and when I'm gone, shit, I still think about making you moan. I think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine. I only think about you when I'm high. And baby girl, that's all the time. Cause you the one that ease my mind. And you just so damn fine.
WHEC, TM Hotman Radio Live, definitely one of our favorites, The Young and Overdose, all the way live from Tampa, Florida. It's your hip-hop informer. Welcome to the show. 917-889-3926, all the way live from Washington, D.C. Give it up for that dude, Cooper. Welcome to the show, homie.
Hey, look, I'm sitting here, listen, I'm ready to be all serious, and y'all got me sitting here rolling, listening to y'all talk about Corinne Stephens. Yes. Hey, look, I think the stuff is true. I think she's bipolar, because too many dudes got real quiet when her name came up, like, oh, shit,
hey,
I don't want her to say
hey,
this.
Hey, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So, like, they weren't going to deny, confirm or deny whether it was true or not. Oh, the only one that admitted anything was Coogee Rap. And you know, he admitted to beating her up, you know. But
I think Ja Rule kind of admitted that he wouldn't come out and out straight saying he did that little dance around, like, man, I ain't trying to talk about this bullshit. You know, this.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then, so, and then what was the other one?
We didn't want to talk about Darius McCrary or whatever.
Yeah, going back and forth with her, getting protective order, then go away from, then come back to her. I love her. I'm marrying her.
Exactly. He got a restraining order and then went and was stalking her.
Hey, but look, why I saw a picture of her? It was like it was a video of her standing like on a balcony or something, putting on a strap on. I'm sitting there like, oh, what Celebrity X story will come out about?
Yes. Hopefully it's in the book Satisfaction. Let's check it out.
Well, I will.
Part of the
hey, I can't lie. I seen the video. Mr. Marcus, her and Mr. Marcus.
Yes, sir.
I was sitting there once. I sat there and was talking to two females at work. We were talking about it, and they were talking about how, I don't even know why I got so excited about her. She wasn't really doing nothing. She ain't do this. I'm sitting there like, well, yeah. Damn, what the hell do you do?
Yeah.
If she ain't doing nothing.
All right.
Okay. Now we can bring it back, and we're going to allow Coop to be extremely serious. If you just tuned into the show and wondering what we're talking about, we're not talking about educating you in the area of sex. We're talking about education overall. What's what we're talking about was a reference that CeeLo made in her entertainment spotlight about the book and the writer of the book. It was actually her Who Cares, but clearly Coop and I care.
I'll hit the like button on the I liked with that with the whole video deal. Like, yeah, she did her damn thing. I'm
all right. Higher education. No child left behind, right?
She's educated.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, what can I say one more?
What?
Don't tell me about nobody taking no 2,500 damn pennies nowhere. I'm liable to try that mess. I just got a bill from a dentist I used to go to that I ain't like for $20. I might go get me $20 in pennies to take that
pass. Drop them off. Drop them off.
By the end of the week, he had 7 cents by Monday.
That's crazy.
Penny a day.
Monday, Money Monday, June 6th, 2011. Tonight we're discussing college preparation. Money is available, and we've been trying to help you to find it all night long. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. I was talking about the No Child Left Behind Act that George W. Bush actually signed off on. But really, the bill itself, the architect, you know, of the bill, it was spearheaded by, you know, Senator Ted Kennedy, God bless his soul. Who is Senator Ted Kennedy? Ted Kennedy was President John F. Kennedy and Senator Robert F. Kennedy's youngest brother. These dudes were known for their swag and their oratorical skills. We know that President Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy both were assassinated. But, you know, Ted Kennedy, you know, died in actually August 25th, 2009. I remember when Ted Kennedy died. It was pretty sad. Because at the end of the day, Ted Kennedy, you know, played a major role in addressing laws that dealt with immigration, cancer research, health insurance, apartheid, you know, disability discrimination, AIDS, civil rights, mental health benefits, you know, children's health insurance. He actually died, you know, trying to help to enact that universal health insurance. You know, he said that was the cause for his life. You know, at the end of the day, I think, CeeLo, I think you said it best when you said that, you know, you don't have to go to college in order to be successful. I think at the end of the day, for me, education is just that, you know, education. What is that? I think life is a classroom. I think we get education every day, you know, through experiences, the things we overcome, the things we undercome. You know, however you deal with it, you're getting some kind of education or experience through it. But the reality is you need formal education outside of just what you know, just outside of what your family knows, what your community knows. You need to learn how to be competitive in this society. And unfortunately, you know, that competitiveness comes from what's written in books. You know, and they're facilitated through universities and institutions called places of higher education. You know, pick one, choose one. There are schools that fit you. Every school is not the same. You know, pick a school. Have fun. Be excited about education. But parents, you got to be role models for your kids when it comes to education. They follow you, see what you do, whether you know it or not. If you wonder why your kid's so damn crazy, look in the mirror. You're tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live, and we got love for you all. Thanks for rocking with us. Hit us up, 917-889-3926. Hey, Ferb, you still out there?
Word.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ferb, so are you a proponent of higher education or not? I wasn't sure by your previous comment if you were for higher education or if you think it's just a, you know, bunch of BS.
No, I think education is something that it's an individual type of thing. Those that want to compete, you know, on an intellectual type of platform definitely need to pursue higher education. But, you know, there's some, I don't know, by chance, maybe we're, everyone's not exposed to the right, you know, information when we're growing up, you know, in our elementary schools or something, because I think it, like, totally passed me by that I might have possibly wanted to go to school for, like, agricultural technology or something like that. I might have really wanted to go to Virginia Tech and really, you know, learn how to grow things or, you know, all about some things that I'd never explored when I was growing up as a child. You know what I mean? But a lot of times we take on the ideas that we see readily available to be a bank president or, you know, some type of professor or a doctor or a lawyer. A lot of basic things and sort of redundant concepts, you know. Everybody doesn't
right.
need to be, obviously, a doctor or a lawyer or a lot of the professional things that, you know, because I guess of the social status associated with these professions, you know, a lot of people are kind of, you know, those are the first things that are kind of thrown out there. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm definitely for education. You know, I'm just... you know, I'm not for, like, forced education or whatever. I think everybody should be able to explore the concept. But like we know, education happens to be associated with certain amounts of money. And competitively, which I guess, you know, depending on which field of interest that a person picks, it is supposed to be competitive, you know, if you're able to get the funds that are available, you know, in your area of interest.
Right. I saw a story over the weekend about sweet potatoes. When you talk about agriculture, there's a business in North Carolina that is serving the entire United States and folks abroad sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes have become such a craze from a health perspective. It's helping to heal things and to where people are eating sweet potatoes at a rapid race. This company was set to earn like millions and millions of dollars this year selling sweet potatoes. I only make that point, you know, to remind you, don't overlook the national chapters of the Future Farmers of America grants. There are grants available to undergraduate students with an eye to farming or agriculture of any kind. Ferb made an excellent point. Sometimes just because we're from the city, we're from the ghetto, you know, we don't really see outside of our surroundings and think about the simple things. It's really all about making money and being successful and living a happy life, a prosperous life, and be able to, you know, bless those, you know, because you're blessed. Bless those around you. I didn't finish that. Grants are available. Let me give you a few more profession-specific grants. Business, the National Society, again, of Accountants, provides grants to students specializing in accounting. You know, look them up. National Society of Accountants. If you are a journalist, bless you. America Banking Association offers a yearly fellowship aimed at journalists, the Banking School of Fellowship for Journalists. Look them up. American Banking Association. Excuse me. Photography. McKnight Photography Fellowship. They have programs that provide $25,000, you know, to eligible photographers. This one is specific to the residents of Minnesota, you know, and it's sponsored through the University of Minnesota. Folks, if you want specific information about any of the grants I've mentioned thus far tonight, log on to www.collegescholarships.org. collegescholarships.org. This is Natural. We'll be right back. TM Hammer Radio Live.
Okay, look, Ma, I can't change what I are. I let her drop the roof on the Maserati with two girls in the coupe that love the Minaj. Laid up, Ritz-Carlton, getting massaged. I let her hit the street in that chromed-out car. Hit the nightclub post at that bar. Smoke in the air till I float on Mars. Hit an endless highway, coast to the barge. If you a rider, let's float to Mars. And I'ma bring you closer to the stars. But baby girl, yeah, you know I love the street life. I'm probably hugging the corner under the street light. I'm probably in the club doing what he like. And he like to be free. And he like beautiful women around he. Women in South Beach, the women in Cali. Come on. I do what I love, this is natural. Let's think rational. Should I fight my desires until I'm up in the casket, yo? Well, if you're asking, no, that's why I'm in the party. Can't see I'm high through the Cardi. I love the night life, the bright lights, brown skin, waist trim. She my night wife, yeah. Okay, and maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I should be living how they telling me, baby. But why they don't pay me? I'm cakey. They think they living the fast life until they race me, yeah. And the city's so electric. I can't fight the connection. Let me put it in perspective. Come on, it's the closest feeling to heaven. It's real. Baby, I was born to shine.
Baby,
it's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Yeah, okay. Baby, I was born to glide. Baby, I was born to fly. It's only natural to live my life. Live my life. Now let's live.
You want to
help me out with that?
You know what? I have no idea.
Well, you heard it here first, whomever it may be.
Sheila, who is that?
You know, it has to be good because we played it more than once. So, congratulations.
Yeah.
Whoever
you are, it rocks on this show.
Natural to me, yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you in a minute. You in tune to Team I'm Radio Live. Hey, I love this show. Hey, a higher education, No Child Left Behind. No Child Left Behind. Wow. No Child Left Behind. As previously stated, you know, big up to the late great Ted Kennedy, who worked alongside former President George W. Bush. You know, I think we have a lot to do with whether the policies are successful or not. We give government way too much control. You know, we got to be bold. We got to be assertive. We have to be accountable. We have to be responsible, you know, for ourselves and our children. It's not government's responsibility.
Right. Right. And a lot of people, like, I'm telling you, it's simple as read to your kid when they're little. You got to, I'm telling you, if you introduce it to them, they will gain an interest. You'll find out early by trying different things with your kid on what they like. Like, I know mine, like, she likes clothes. She likes to design her clothes. She likes to, I know that certain clothes are only going to last for so long before she starts cutting into them. And I don't even get mad because it's not like she creates monstrous things. You know what I'm saying? So you got to support them and introduce different things to them early on. And you know what I'm saying? So they can be interested in stuff instead of deciding it that when they're 15 that they don't have nothing to do and they're not interested in nothing because you never introduced them to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't take them nowhere.
Right.
Them watching
well, let me introduce some.
Not like that.
Let me introduce some people. No, you're absolutely right. So just let me just share, you know, some grant information and funding opportunities, you know, for minorities, you know, specifically, you know, underrepresented groups such as African Americans, Hispanics, Native Americans, you know, are eligible for millions, I mean millions of dollars, you know. You know, on a particular note, you know, there are fields that have been traditionally lacking diversity, you know, such as science and business. So jot these down right quick. And, again, you can get them from collegescholarships.org. You know, it's from the 101 college grant section. American Anthropology Association, you know, offers a minority, you know, dissertation fellowship program. Doctoral involved, you know, anthropology. You know, look it up if you don't know what it is. The study of insects. Multicultural advertising internship program, you know, through an American Association of Advertising Agencies. Awards for grants, you know, pursuing degrees in advertising and media communications. That's the Multicultural Advertising Internship Program. Hyatt Hotels. They have a fund for minority lodging management students. If you're looking to learn how to run a hotel and keep all the smokers out your hotel from smoking up your furniture and for blowing smoke in your curtains, you can check out the Hyatt Hotel Fund for Minority Lodging Management Systems for management students. Lastly, the Fellowship for Ethnic Minorities, you know, there's a program through the American Society of Criminology, which offers, you know, areas in law and criminal justice. If you are serious about doing you based on your gifts, your talents, what you're interested in, if you don't know, tap into it. What's your purpose? What do you like? What do you do well? What gets you excited? You know, pursue that. I'm sure there's a college near you that can help you to perfect that gift so that it can become financially beneficial and prosperous for you and those around you. We're just trying to help you to enhance your quality of life. You don't have to do it through a university or formal education. You know, find a trade. Find a good mentor. Just go out and do you. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. A last minute shout outs, feedback, comments. Thanks for rocking, everybody.
Whatever you do, do it well.
Be blessed.
Be a blessing.
And there it is. Terrence never follows up.
No,
hey, T, I got a comment.
I just want to make sure that everybody got it in. See? Go for it.
I didn't get to get in there.
Go for
okay,
it.
Okay, go.
All right, I went to the store tonight, and I was buying some candy. I gave the dude $2, right? Well, what I was buying, not important. I gave the dude $2. The guy gave me back change. My bill came to $2.10. I gave him 5 pennies and a nickel for the change. But then he started giving me back bills. And I'm like, well, maybe I gave him a 5 or something. I said, but I don't think so, but I'm going to put it in my pocket. I get in the house. This guy gave me a $50 bill, two 20s, and a 10.
What?
Wow. That was God. Don't you call
him. Am I wrong for keeping my money?
When it gets you, hang up.
Hey, Didi.
Hey, I got a credit card bill for 120.
You said
hey.
What?
I got a credit card bill for 120, so that's my credit card.
There you go. Look,
hey,
one less.
That's
how you get
that money back.
What?
The blessing was you recognizing the error and putting it out to him.
No,
that man blessed him.
Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
Then it will call you a thief. Don't you do it. Get off the phone right now.
Hey, I don't think it's a blessing. I wouldn't say it was a blessing. Hey, cool.
I don't think so.
This is what I'm going to say. Hey, cool. I'm going to say this. Hey, I hope that wasn't a test that's going to burn holes in your pockets.
Okay. I second that one, brother.
Don't listen to
them. Hey, messing with CeeLo. Hey, good night, everybody.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman live, talk radio show. DM Hyman live, talk radio show. Real talk.
Hey, that was funny. Hey, I'm telling you, Sam, I hope that won't no test. Hey, me too. and I have as well. No, yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, I'm going. What's going on, man? What's up? I'm like, I don't talk to my girl that much. What is going on? I start up another class next Monday. No. Yep. Well, not in that sense though. I moved to a different office. Well, yeah, I'm actually not on the production floor, but my office is on the production floor side. So yeah, it's a little different. My privacy is not. Well, it's not that I don't have privacy. It's just that I'm more available. I've always been available, but I'm not, like, hidden away. Why you ask that? What is that? Okay. How many people show up? How many people show up? That's what's up.
But you know what Tori said tonight? You missed it. But it's like storing up. I'm like, what am I storing up? Like a squirrel storing up like acorns for the winter. But the concepts, though, the concepts at the end of the day, right, that we pick up or we don't pick up. But it's about, but that's what we miss though. What we miss about college and schooling is, guess what? You got to put it all in perspective. You got to put it all in perspective. See, understand? We haven't always had network marketing and the internet working together for the good that is working right now with young people and, you know, young millionaires that came about through the dot-com age, you feel me? So, I mean, yeah, but when you think of 80s, when you think about the 70s and the 80s, think about it. You went from potheads to like the rock and disco age to the 90s woman. Yeah, but I ain't talking about white people. I'm talking about us. That's why it's been so slow. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. That ain't no new phenomenon. You know what I'm saying? You're right. It ain't no new phenomenon. But for us, it is. I'm listening to you right now. And network marketing have been around in our community for about 35 years. Yeah. You ain't surrounded. Yeah, we ain't surrounded by them. And then we gotta be open. Everybody's not open to it.
And maybe 10 years ago, you weren't too open to it. End of the day, you know, I write it off as leadership, you know, because, you know, I mean, you know, following your own path takes courage, and only leaders, you know, really decide to take their own path, you know, and other people follow down behind others. That's why people, you know what I'm saying, try to get jobs together and go to school together and go to church together. And see, I've never needed that kind of affirmation from people. So, you know what I'm saying, I never felt compelled to join a fraternity ever because I don't want no niggas, you know, beating me up and making me do degrading crazy stuff just to make they self feel good and to be a part of an organization. That just don't even make sense to me. But that's what goes down, and that's what people do to feel a part of something. You know what I'm saying? And I've never been compelled to that point by people to ever not want to follow my own path. And it has been the most successful path compared, you know, to other paths that I see. And for that, you just got to, you know, you got to take that as validation for what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Everything happens for a reason. And it ain't about being judgmental, but you got to measure yourself somehow, some way.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we blessed and we shall remain blessed because we really think it's important to be a blessing. Absolutely, no, for real. It's unreal. Mr. and Mrs. Clark flew down here on Thursday. I graduated Thursday night. Friday, we went to the Holy Land Experience out in Orlando. That was awesome. Came back. Saturday, there was a cookout for my graduating party out in St. Petersburg on the beach at a condo. So they had canopies set up on the beach, grilling out all kind of food, right sitting on the Gulf Coast. It was ridiculous. And then we wrapped it up with church on Sunday before we flew out of here at 12. So it was awesome. I'm here to tell you that we are ready to take off. The speaking engagements, I'm ready to burn it up.
Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. So I'm going to do up like an invite or like a letter to address different people to book a speaking engagement with me. And I'm going to get it over to you, the proofread, like within the next day or so. And we're going to get them out. And I'm ready to take God Empowerment Sunday across the country. Let's do it. Hey, look, so guess what? Let's just take the show on the road. You know what? You just gave me a major project. Nobody ever taught us.
Thank you.
But at the same time, I can say the same. Well, you said it. Yeah, you said it. You said we don't like being told, even if we don't know. And you're absolutely right. Because we not real clear on, you're not by yourself on being clear on what respect is. What we know is that you're not going to trigger nothing that makes you feel queasy on the inside. If you trigger something that would make me feel abnormal, then it's going to cause a knee-jerk reaction. Because I'm not used to what that is that I'm feeling, but you triggered it when you said what you said. That's all I know. And I'm going to pay you back.
different, though, because at the end of the day, it's similar, but it's different. It's similar in the sense that you are birthing and raising, nurturing, you know, something, I mean, in a business name. You know, you got to name it, you know, and whether you see it like that or not, it's, you know, you got to look at it really in the same sense that you're giving birth, you know, so it's an infant, you know, so you got to coddle it, protect it, you know, make sure that it grows when it starts walking. You got to prepare for it, make sure it turns into a good teenager, you know what I'm saying, law-abiding citizen. You know what I'm saying? Then prepare to send him to college, you know, raise him through his 20s. And that's how you got to deal with your company. You have to treat it just like it's something that you birthed. And we don't take it that seriously. But the key word is consistency. And that's what these leadership classes has done for me. Caused me to really take a look at, you know, everything, myself and everything from the inside out versus the outside in. Versus the things on the outside making me feel good on the inside. It's about how I feel on the inside and what it impacts on the outside. Well, let me tell you, I'm glad that you just said that, because it's a good segue, and I ain't gonna keep on the phone either. But for where I am and what I feel like I just really went through, the time is now, and I gotta step out. I gotta step out, and I gotta just be and just do. And ready. And whatever it brings about, then guess what? That will help me to know how far I can step out. But I'm ready to step out. And let me just kind of let you know what I mean when I say step out. I need to put out feelers and see if people really, really want my business. If they want my business, then we're going to be able to get some engagements cracking. And we're going to be able to see some dollar bills start to flow. I can actually come speak and they pay for it. Stepping out on faith. Stepping out on faith. Stepping out on faith to grow the company to its full potential. And let me tell you, I mean, for what I mapped out, I thought I had a deal on the table a month and a half ago. And the deal is on the table. It's just scaled back. Some sponsorship fell through. But she ended up getting some seed money. So we'll see this week, you know, if it actually comes to fruition. But it's a finance talk show. Do you remember Keela McCaskill? She came on the show. She wants some video production stuff done. And, you know, I pitched to her, and she had came up with something that, you know, her budget was going to be something ridiculous, like $100,000, $120,000. That's pretty much how she was trying to do it. Like 26, she's trying to take like 26 shows, you know, editing, you know, studio production time, on location time, you know, and help her to, you know, do development, you know, and all the marketing and all of that as well. She, I mean, it was like ridiculous. But her sponsorship fell through. She's still working on it. So, what she's trying to do now is something that's probably kind of demo rolling, so I'm gonna help her with that. But we I have laid out a projection that if we can really get movement cracking right now, on my roster of projects is enough to get me started and get some stuff cracking like pronto. If I really, really focus on growing this business and getting some like interns in place, some people to kind of really help me, you know what I'm saying, who can not only help, but maybe even, you know, take advantage of a multimedia training program, pay for the program, you know what I'm saying, and at the same time, they be interns in the studio. I don't really have to get other people to let me allow students to come into their studio anymore, because we got everything ourselves in-house, which is a blessing. So the idea is to grow the multimedia training program and produce television and audio projects. You know, I got a teen dance show on the table. I got a Christian game show on the table, some like The Great Debate, where we propose a scenario, but we keep it, you know, biblical. We keep it practical and biblical. So we propose a scenario, and then we have to find relevant, you know, people of, you know, biblical day to relate the scenario with, you know, to kind of drive home a point. That's the whole, you know, the whole concept of The Great Debate. So you have to have, you know, legitimate, on point. It's about accuracy. It's about context. And it's about, you know, scripture reference. You win a prize for your team, the whole nine. You know what I'm saying? It's, and then you have, like, a pastor or a theologian to come on, you know, to be like a judge of, you know, the premise that both teams are coming from. He'll be the one that does the critique. So, I mean, it's crazy. Alongside Center Stage Live and Team Hotline Radio Live. So think about those four programs are airing as television shows. Yeah, and isn't that cool? Isn't that cool? Can't you actually see that? Reality shows. So check this out. I've thought about this. I've thought about it long. I've thought about it hard. And I know I can sell it. Breaking the hype. I'm looking for a wife. Breaking. Not do it. Couldn't we sell it? Could we sell it? Yeah, and I've discussed it with Thank you. Like to hear my chips.